We're learning Masechta Zivam Misnav Beizim and Aleph is starting the Masechta. The Mishnah says, Chomesh Esei Noshim Pedris Sarasein V'Tzaris Sarasein Menachalitza Menahibim At Seif Olam. There are 15 women which, when they're Nefelis Leiva, when they're married to someone who dies without children, and the brother has a chiyuv now to do Yibim or Chalitza, they're Pater. That the Mishnah doesn't say, it's implied. The Mishnah says, not only are they pater, but they pater that Sarah, the other wife that's married, also that she doesn't have to have chalitza and ibum. Now the case of these 50 women, they're all arayis, they're all osir to the yavam. We'll call the yavam Reuven, and we'll call the dead brother Shimon. Shimon dies, he's married to Reuven's daughter. When Shimon dies, and without children, normally Reuven would have to do ibum and chalitza to his wife, but if Shimon's wife happens to be Reuven's daughter, Shimon married Reuven's daughter, and then Shimon died, so now Reuven would not do Yibim and Chalitza to Shimon's wife, his daughter, because she's an Erva. She's also a Misuri Erva. He can't do Yibim, and the Gemara learns out that he can't do Chalitza. And here the Mishnah is saying is that if Shimon had another wife, so just like Reuven's daughter is Pater, so the other wife will also become Pater. Now the cases are fairly straightforward, right? Where Shimon marries Reuven's daughter, granddaughter, Bas Benoi, Bas Midai, or Reuven's stepdaughter, his wife's daughter, or granddaughter. All these things are an Issa Erva on Reuven. Or Shimon marries Reuven's mother-in-law, or wife's grandmother, Eim Chameisa, Eim Chavav. Now my Chameisa, Rashi puts in a drop of Firish, Shemez Balam, V'nasa Achav Ameis B'lei Banim. Now, Reuven was married to someone, and he had in-laws, father-in-law and mother-in-law. His father-in-law died, leaving his mother-in-law available to marry his brother Shimon. In other words, how could Rashi's L'chara Bavarning, how could Shimon marry Reuven's mother-in-law? She's married already. The Teretz is, the husband died. And then Shimon married the mother-in-law and then had another wife and died without children. So the Maram points out that who would then, Rashi could have said the case where Shimon is Reuven's father-in-law. Now Shimon had a daughter. Shimon had a wife and a daughter. Reuven married that daughter. And then Shimon died without children. But you have a problem because that daughter is a child. But the answer is, okay, so the daughter, Reuven's wife, died before Shimon died. And he had no other children. So it's a slightly different case than Rashi. In Rashi's case, the brother came in afterwards. Now, Reuven was married to a wife, had a mother-in-law. The mother-in-law's husband died. And then the mother-in-law married the brother. In the Maram's case, the brother was the father-in-law. So you didn't have to have the father-in-law dying and then the mother-in-law marrying someone else. The brother, Shimon, was Reuven's father-in-law. Reuven married his niece. But you'd have to say that the wife died before her father died, otherwise it wouldn't be Ein Lezera. Now, the Ram doesn't say Pateris Kasha. He says, who within? And it brings to an interesting sugya because Rabbi Kiveg and the Aruch Laner say a teretz to this Kasha. They treat it as a kasha, and they say a teretz. They say there's actually a Gemara in Sanhedrin that I involved, and a machlekes rishonim what's pshat. Machlekes there b'kivin or b'shmol, that the Gemara says that there's a machlekes b'kivin or b'shmol. The Gemara has a drasha; it's unclear in the brisa, but the Gemara ends up there's a machlekes b'kivin or b'shmol. If there's a din sreifa to chameisa la'achem misas ishtai, somebody's wife dies, and now he decides he wants to marry her mother, his mother-in-law, after his wife died. We've known by most arayis of the wife that even after the wife died, the erev is still us. Like Bas Ishtai, Bas Benai, and Bas Mitai, she's still us even after the wife died. By a Chais Ishtai, they have the klal that's holding Bechaya. If a wife dies, you could marry the wife's sister. Now what about the mother? So the Gemara there makes some achleikas there in the end, Rabbi Shmuel holds this Bishrefa, Rabbi Kiva holds this Yisurah Ba'alma. Now, as a machlekes rishonim, what's the Yisurah Ba'alma? The Rambam in Ilchus Yisuri Bia Berik Beis Halacha Ches says it is kares. It's just a mir from Shreif. But Taisus also later on Daf Tzadik Dalet holds that way. That even according to Rabbi Akiva, there is kares in Chamais Halacha Misas Ishnei. There's just no Shreifa. So then, as far as the Arayis is concerned, it's the same thing. You just have a mir from Chiyuv Misas Bezdin. Now, Shenkin Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Vav says Yisur Ba'alma means Ar Sheikhevim Chesantai. You just have the Ar Sheikh Misantai. But as far as the parish of Arayis is concerned, once his wife dies, she's no longer an Erva. There is an Issa Deraisa of Ar Sheikhevim Chesantai. So the Aruch Laner and the Mikvega argue, Rashi Shitase holds, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, which could be Paschal like, that Chamaisa La'acha Misas Ishtai is not an Erva B'chlal. So she wouldn't pant it at Sarah. Very interesting, the Rivash in Simon Shinai and Dalid had this exact discussion. The Shail of the Rivash asked him, and he asked it as a Kasha, why did Rashi say the case, Chamaisa Shemez Bala, Venasa Achamaze Bla Banim, and have two people die? First of all, the mother-in-law's husband dying, and then the brother dying. Why don't you just say that the brother is his father-in-law, and then only one person has to die? That's how the Shail said it. So the Rivash was bothered. He said, I don't understand what you mean, but you're also going to have to say that the wife died. What's the difference? Two men dying? Or one man and one woman? And then also, he said, by the way, you don't have to have that the father-in-law died. It could have also gotten divorced. Oh, and then again, I'm putting in, it could have also been Chamaisi Menesasei, where they weren't married in the first place. There could be a lot of cases. But in the case where you want the brother to be the father-in-law, so the child would have to die, and if you want the brother to be the Eim Chamais Eim Chamav, that a brother would marry his brother's granddaughter, so you're going to need both the granddaughter and the daughter, or and the son, to die, because any child or grandchild would knock off the Yibam. But the Rivash Lamaisa answers the same terrors as Rabbi Kivega and Aruch Laner. The Rashi Lashitasa says, then according to Mekiva, all you have is an Issa or Sheikh Misantai, and therefore will not pass to the Tzara. There's also an Ein Debihuda, Evanezer Tanyana Simen Kuf Mem Ches, which in this actual case came, apparently, where somebody did actually marry his niece, and she died, and then his brother, who was his father-in-law, died without any other children. And the question was, does his mother-in-law need Chalitza? And the Nadibhuta Paskin, in that case, the Mamlu does need Chalitza, because he's mefabul about it. But he says, Lamaisa, it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. You see, the Ramban and the Rashba laid in Nafsan Eches hold like Rashi. Magamisha brings it down. The Rambam, we said, holds like Taisus. Malakabanim, Lashidus Rashi, and the Ramban and the Rashba, she would need Chalitza, he holds. The Mela did not matter with that Chalitza. But he was bothered, and the Dogen B'Vava asked his cash as well on the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Kedushin are not Taifsim in all Arayis. And Shulchan Aruch never mentions this Prat. Shulchan Aruch says clearly that besides Rachay Sishdai, they all remain Asr after Misa Sishdai, with the clear implication that she's still an Erva. Which is true, according to the Rambam and according to Taisus. But there is a Shittas Rishayim, Rashi, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, that they're learning, they're not in Erva, because there's no Karis either. It's only in Isur of Alma, it's only Ar Sheikhim of Chesante. So the Dagum of Vav and the Shulchan Aruch Simen Tezvav, Lagam Bitvisis Kedushin, is Meir. Why didn't he bring the Shittas Rishayim, that Chamais Lachamisish is Tevis Kedushin, it's Negeya al Chumra? If someone happens to be Mekadish, his mother-in-law, after his wife dies, so she would need to get, according to Kam Rishayim, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch indicate that? Rabbi Kivega, in Tshuva Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, also asks the same kasha. Also, the Neid Behuda, in the Tshuva in question, says, in Shulchan Aruch, there's no mention that there'll be a Chiyav of Chalitza V'yim. Shulchan Aruch says, Stam, that all Arayis, there's no Chalitza V'yim. He mentions all Arayis, including Chamaisai, and he never gives you the indication that Lacha Misa Sishdei is different. You could also ask Lagami Mamzer. In Simon Dalit in Shulchan Aruch, it says any Arayis, someone marries them, it's a Mamzer. Now let's say somebody marries his Chamaisai La Chamisa Shishdai and has a child, if she still could have a child. So it never mentions anywhere that it's a machlokes rishonim, it's a mamzer. The implication is that it's a mamzer. And that's maybe not as shver, because it's l'chumra, but maybe also it's mashma, it's a vade mamzer, and would be mutta b'mamzeris. Why wouldn't it be a machlokes rishonim if it's a mamzer, and perhaps be also b'mamzeris? In the Rabbanan, a suffix mamzer is also b'mamzeris. I saw an Avshach on the Rambam in Ilchus Yisuri Mia, Perek Meiz Alach Ches. He clears to say that perhaps you could say, and is a you say this the Gazach, that even if there's no Kairish, you're still an Erva. Because even though the rule generally is that any Isha has an Issa Kairish, there's no Kedushin, and the Vlad is a Mamzer, and she's Pata from Chalitza and Ibam, and we're saying here, according to Rashi, it's Isura Ba'alme Ara Shechem Gusante, she doesn't have Kairish, but maybe she's still considered an erva, even without the kares, because she's still chamaisai. That's what he claims. The mashal you see by Yibam and Chalitza, it says in the Gemara later that a saita is called an erva. Let's say you have a woman that was mezana and became a saita and her husband died, so she does not need Yibam and Chalitza, because tumak sivi b'karayis, even though she's not b'karayis, but tumak sivi b'karayis. So you see that there's such a concept that if she has an Isser Erva, even though she's not actually Bekares, she could be part of a Chalitza Ibam. And who would then Lechayr Lagam Betvises Kedushin? M.M. Zeris. So that would answer the Hashmat of the Shulchan Aruch, that even the Shitas Rishayim, Rashi, and the Ramban, and the Rajman, it says Yisuru Ba'alma, okay, there's no Kares, but Lagami, the practical dinim of Ibam and Chalitza, or Tvises Kedushin, M.M. Zeris, she'd have the same din as an erva. As Rav Shach writes, L'maisa, the Daila Echoinim, and B'kveig, and the Night of Yehuda, Nema, not that way. That's why they asked the Kasha. Now also the Yivash is not that way. The Yivash explains, the Yivash says the same text as the B'kveig and L'Arach Mer. The Yivash explains that the reason why Rashi didn't say that the Chamaisai, L'Achamisa Shishtei, means that the brother was the father-in-law, is because, in that case, according to Rashi, it would be Chalitza, because there's no Kares. So even though Rav Shach is saying that would explain the Shmat of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Gdele Achreinim, and even the Rishayim and the Rivash, I also then saw my very good friend of Yaakov Meisha Shurkin, and his sefer that he put out on the Tshuvas Rebbe Kvega, on that Tshuvas Rebbe Kvega, Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph, he brings the Ramban and the Rashba clearly on Daf Tzayin Ches, that say like Rashi, say that the Kedushin is Typhus. So there is a clear Shitas Rishayim, the Ramban and the Rashba, that Kedushin is Taifis, because they're all like Rashi, there's no Kares. Maybe you still could say, Rav Shach's word to answer the Hashmat of the Shulchan Aruch, but Al-Kapanim, the Rishayim, are clearly that the Kedushin would be Taifis, according to Rashi, like the Gdele Echreinim Neman. And now let's discuss the Banim Taisis, the Maslov Achis Ishtai. With Taisis and other Rishayim also discuss this, and they want to know, why isn't Nida, right? Let's say somebody dies without children, and the time that he died, his wife was a Nida. Now, Nida is also one of the Arayis. So Taisis asks, we never heard such a thing, that if the wife happened to be a Nida at the time that her husband died without children, that there's no Chalitza V'Ibam. So Taisis asks, why not? Why shouldn't she be Asa L'Ibam? Because she should be Nesra, right? We have a rule. The rule is most negayah to Achais Isha, which Taisis brings. If let's say two brothers marry two sisters, one of them dies without children, so his wife is the Achais Isha of his brother. Shimon died, and Shimon's wife and Reuben's wife are sisters. Shimon died without children. So she's Pata from Chalitza and Yibum, because she's an Achais Isha. Now what if subsequently Reuben's wife died, and now she's no longer an Achais Isha? Could he be Mi'abimir? The answer is no, because she's Nesra. Once at the time of the Nefila, at the time of the brother's death, there was no Din Chalitza Nibim, in this case, because she was an Achais Isha, she was an Erva, that can't be Niskadish afterwards. That's a rule that's Nesra, the Gemara brings it on Daf Lamed. So you see that any time there's an Erva at the time of the Yibam, so she can't become Mudda Libim afterwards. That's Taisus Kasha. Eimla anxious the need that they also liyava afa bishem adharaka kama echisit shein mesimem mesafila meisish teacher. That's the lashon of Taisus. Now the mefarshim particularly later day Achreinim, discuss is all Taisa says is she should be usher to the Yavam. He doesn't mention clearly that there should be a din chalitza. So maybe even in the Kashi, he understands that there would have to be chalitza. He's just saying there should be an isser yibum. Well, no, his taisis mean that it's an erva, so it should be parted from both chalitza and yibum. Now there is a discussion about it, but the taisis is shanim here, the taisis shanim amale, it's not on the side, but in the taisis shanim which has the whole thing, and also the taisis remain in Paris, and the taisis maram later on daf tes, explain taisis kash, and I think that's what taisis means as well. Then why is it neither one of the cases in the Mishnah? It shouldn't just be 15. It should be 16. We should include neither. If that's the kasha, so clearly there'll be a pter for both chalitza and ibum. And also it's mefurish that way in the Tashbats, who brings this taisis, and also the Chumah Sedeshin. They were discussing other cases. If a woman is a mumeres, there could be a halacha that a mumer is known in chalitza and ibum, and she does tshuva, or if a woman is also because of a neder. Malkabanim, when they bring this taisis, when they quote this taisis in reference to what they're discussing, they say that taisis asks a kasha that she should patet et tzara. That's how they say it. Which I think what they mean is, because what's taisis coming here in the Mishnah to ask this kasha? Ein lahaksha, is the need to ask him, what's the kasha? Who's it a kasha on? I think we're learning the Mishnah. It's a kasha. Why did the Mishnah bring nidah? And that's how other Baalei Taisis bring it clearly. I think that's the implication of our Taisis as well. And if it means the Ptur Tzara, now it have to come along with the Ptur Chalitza. See, also the Kedusha of Shlaima Hyman, he discusses also, he brings the Raya from the second Teretz of Taisis. Taisis says, and the reason why there's no Nesh is because Nesh is only because of Darchei Nayim. We'll discuss that soon. Because it wouldn't be proper and how she could get married to somebody and then all of a sudden she becomes mechuyev and yibim as well. And Taisa says, by neither there's no dachleim, because anyway she'll have to wait. She'll have to wait both for the yavam and for anyone else. So there's no chsarin of dachleim. But if you're going to say in Taisa's kashi, understood that there's chalitza, since then there's no problem with dachleim. If she needs chalitza, there's not a problem with dachleim. Dachleim is only if she's meteris l'shuk, and then she becomes zakuk l'yibim. But if she needs chalitza, there's no problem with dachinayim. So that's why Shlomo says that Taisus is mavur that the kasha was on chalitza as well. But the reason why others want to say the kasha wasn't because of chalitza is because of the gemara in daf chaf. We find chayve krisus. We have a din. You say kol she'ein oil leib min oil lechalitza. By chayve krisus, the cases of our mishnah bita bas minay etc. They are pater not only from Yim and from Chalitza, and they also pater Tzara from Yim and Chalitza. And the Gemara says, how do we know they're pater from Chalitza? Because of the din. Im lo yachbaitz, eish the kais vimtai, but also im de yashara, hachav it's yavim. Chalitza is only in a case where there's a possibility of Yibim, and they choose not to do Yibim, and then they need Chalitza. But if there's no possibility of Yibim, there's no Chalitza. So the Gemara says, so what about Chai v'lavin v'asei? What about Isurim, women that are not Arayis, but also can't do Yibam? Because there's an Isur, like let's say a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Grusha. She's a Lav of Grusha, there's also an Asay of Kadeshim, that the Kayin can't marry women that are also to Kahanim, or a Kayin Gadol that has an Asay to marry a Basula, besides from the Lav of Grusha. So you have the Chayvi Lav of Asay, and the Gemara says that it doesn't work because the say of Yibim can't be Deicha Olam V'asei. And the Gemara says that the Chayat Chalitza. Why? Why do you say Kol Shein Ol Yibim in Ol Chalitza? So the Gemara brings it Ribli. Well, even Deishar in all cases. So the Gemara says, so how do we know when to apply the rule of Kol Shein Ol Yibim in Ol Chalitza and when to say that in all cases Yichalitz? And the Gemara gives the rule. If it's a late Tafsi Kedushin, if the problem with the women is such that Kedushin can't be Taifitz, then we have a Ptur from Chalitza as well. The Chai V'lam V'aseh, which is Tafsi Kedushin, so then we don't have. And then according to Rabbi Akiva, the name Kedushin Taifitz in Mechai V'lam, and they are Patafim Chalitza. That's Sugis later in the Masechta. So Nida, we know, is Taifitz Kedushin. If a woman is a Nida, and someone's Mekadisha while she's a Nida, the Kedushin is Taifas, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. later in Yevamos at the end of the fourth parak. So if that's true, so how could the Nida, what's how could Tais ask there should be a Ptur Chalitza? You could say there should be an Issa Yibum because she's an Erva, and you're not allowed to be Bail her when she's a Nida. And then you can ask a question, so that Issa Yibum should apply, there should be a Din of Nesra, and that Issa Yibum should apply even after she becomes Tar. Fine. But they say there's a Ptur Chalitza, there's Tvisas Kedushin. Once there's Tvisas Kedushin, so then it should be in the category of Chai V'lan V'aseh, which have Chalitza even though there's no Yibum. That's the reason to believe, I mean from Reb Chaim, Reb Baruch Ber, that's the reason to learn up that Taisa's Kasha was only for Yibum and not for Chalitza. But the ones that say it's for both, the Chedusha Rebbeinu Shlomo, like I mentioned, in Remesha, they say, you have to say, that even though the original pshat in the pasuk was the reason why he made a chiluk between a krisus and chayv elavin is because of tvisas kedushin, but once chayv and krisus are part of chalitza v'ibum, ein achinami only because there's no tvisas kedushin, but that would apply to all chayv and krisus even if they would have tvisas kedushin. You learn out a hekesh to all chayv and krisus, so the hekesh wouldn't apply to tvisas kedushin because of a special xeris akasim in regard to kedushin. But in regard to Yibum, you still would have the Hekesh and Hekesh Lamachsam, and they'll be part of him Chalitza as well. Anyway, that's pretty mefurish, I think, in the other Taisasin, Taish Minataris, Taish Maram, like we mentioned, Taish Shanim, and very mefurish in the Tashvats and the Chumas Hadeshin, that Taisas Kasha was also Chalitza. Now, what's the Teretz? Why by neither do we say that you don't say Nesha, we don't say that at the time of death there was a Ptur Yivim and Chalitza, and then it can't be Miskanish when she became Tar. So Taisa says the following, Nodami da'achis isha, v'ashar ra'is, isa eimen al yavim tfei mishar b'nei adam. By achis isha and other ra'is, the isa is specifically on the yavim, more than any other person. Everyone's allowed to marry her, and he's not allowed to marry her because of his relation. Avol nida l'kulei al mesir, nida is also to everyone. But it's unclear. What's the difference? Why is that a svar al nechalik? Okay, all our ayis are also just on the oven. Neither is also to everyone. So, my nafkamina. So the Rosh says a little bit more. The Rosh has the same kasha, gives a similar teretz, presumably the same teretz. So the ayis is seriously yavim shem kurvos umutaris hashar ha'olam. The only also to yavim because he's related avanida also lekoil. So he stresses the fact that there's a relation here. And this is an Issa Kurva. But still, so it's an Issa Kurva. What's the difference? They're both an Issa Karis. So there's a lot of discussion in the Achrayim, in the Gedolei Achrayim, what exactly is Pshat in Taisus. But it seems the Ikar Teretz is like this. You see, we mentioned Chai V'Lavim V'Aseh. What's a din by Chai V'Lavim V'Aseh? Would there be a din Nesra by Chai V'Lavim V'Aseh? And we'll say like this. This din of Nesra, that if she's not Ola even right away, she's not Ola afterwards, this din is only when the Torah is mafkia the woman from Yibum. Even if there would be an Os Isser to be Miyabim her, but the Torah wasn't mafkia her from Yibum, so then she would not have a din of Nesra. So that's what they discuss. In other words, there really could be a case of a question of Chai V'Lam V'Aseh of Nesra. I believe the Imre Meisha has a case. There's a tzad in the Gemara that if a kohen is a psua daka, he could marry a psua daka is allowed to marry a mamzer, or even a kohen that's a psua daka is allowed to marry a suri kuna. So let's say he becomes a psua daka, his evari zerem get cut or crushed after the yibum. So originally she was asa, she was chayv elav and vasei. But now he became a psua daka, now she's muteris to him. So there always was a din chalitza. So that's a good question if there's a din nesra. But if you assume there isn't, because nesra needs a afkar from mim v'chalitza, so there's a xeris akasav that arayis are not only asr, but a mufka from mim v'chalitza. And we'll see this as we go on and later in the Masechta, and that's the din we learn after the pasuk of Aleha, that arayis a mufka from mim v'chalitza. That creates a din Nesra. So Taisa says, Nida is not Arayas. That was said in the Torah, in the Parsha of Arayas, the Parsha of of it's actually a limud from Achas Isha, and it said in the parasha of Arayis that the women that are also specific to the Yava mitam kurva, they become like an Ashes Ach, and they get nested, they become like an Ashes Ach. The Ashes Ach never gets a Ptur Yibam, and mainly even if there's no Erev anymore, but she's like an Ashes Ach Sheish Leibanim, and she can't be Miyabim. But a Nida, which is also to everyone, is not a specific issue in the Yavam, she's not Mufka from Yibam. Now, as Al-Kupanim and Taisus Teretz, she would have to have Chalitza. And that's what Taisa says. The next thing, that even though you're not allowed to do the Yibum, but Taisa Mechadish HaKupanim, the Yibum would work. But calls that, because Stam the Isser alone, that doesn't make Havkoah from the Yibum. And that wouldn't make up Tur Chalitza. It has to be, she's an Erva for Yibum. She's a Lav Bar Yibum. Similar to Lav Bar Tfisus Kedushin. So if a Nida is not necessarily usher to the Yavam, it's just a regular Isser to everyone, so she's not Mufka from Yibum, an Erva, a Kurva, gives her Afka from Yibum. The Afka from Yibum gives her a Din that she doesn't have Chalitza also, and she's completely Mufka from Yibum, and Yibum has to be Chal at the time of the brother's death. If it's not Chal then, Kol Yavam HaShe'en HaNikari B'Yavam Yav HaLeah, it's like an Eishes Ach Sheish Levanim, that's a Lashon HaGemara. But here, even though you're not allowed to be miyamir because she's a nida, but since it's also a chal olam, it's not an iser, if it's not an iser, there's no pasuk telling you she's mufka from the ibum. That's the ikka teretz. Many are going to speak about the chedusha of Shlomo that we mentioned, the chedusha granat, the kaivitz aris, v'chuli, but that's be'erech, the teretz. Now, what's also interesting is that Taisus adds that even when she's a nida, the ibum is chal. He brings the Rayim from the Gemara of Msachim that the Yibam is Chal, she's kind of, even at the time that she's a Nida. Let's say he's not allowed to do it, but let's say he's Miyabim when she's a Nida, it's Chal the Yibam. So now, Achrayim ask, there we have, even by Chai Ve Lavin Vaasei, the Gemara says, Mbolu Loikonu. By Chai Ve Lavin Vaasei, it says, Mbolu Loikonu. If he Miyabim Chai Ve Lavin Vaasei, the Yibam doesn't work. Now, Chayv Elam Vasei is not Mufka from Yibum. Chayv Elam Vasei was saying, does he Chalitza? And presumably there won't be a Dinesra. So why would the guy be this Nakuda? By Chayv Elam Vasei, since you're not allowed to be Miyabe, so the Yibum doesn't work. How come by Nida? What's the Nala Bibel at this time? So why would it work? So there's a shtickle from the Biskirav, there's letters in the back of the Sefer Gedushin Mar, there's Levi Laram, it's in the last letter. Then he says, in order to make it that there's no din yibum, and that the yibum shouldn't be chal, there has to be an issa to get married to her. But Chai V'lam Vasei, there's an issa to get married to them. The issa is a marriage issa. So even if you're going to say there's no issa eishasach, but since there's an issa to get married, an issa to get married is a steer to the din yibum. The Torah never said a din yibum, the Torah couldn't possibly, it's a contradiction to the din yibum, if there's an issa to get married. Yibum means you should get married, and there's an issa to get married. And lemaisa, the mitzvah to get married is not teicha the issa. So the male, there is no yibum, even though she's not mufka for the parasha of yibum, but there can't be a yibum when you have an issa to get married. By nida, there is no issa to get married. I get married to a nida. It's an issa biya. An issa biya is b'chalal and a steer to the yibum. So the male, by the evidence, it works. He brings such a chilik from the Rambam in regard to the din zayna. A woman that had a bia, which is aser, a bia of chayve krisus, becomes a zayna and she's aser to a kain. So if a woman ever was mezana with a close relative and an issacharis, so now she's no longer allowed to marry a kain. But if let's say a woman was mezana with somebody and she was a nida, she does not become a zayna. Why? Nida is also an issacharis. Nida is also an issa in the parish of the Rai. So the Rambam says, because Zayna means a bia of an issa when there's an issa to get married. Taisus Nida is not issa to get married. So using that same svara, lagabi yibum. Hishmak is svara. Taisus is not so mashma that way, because Taisus didn't say this as the chilik between Nida and Achas Isha. That Achas Isha is an issa marriage, and Nida is just an issa bia. So Taisus is not so mashma that way. I said, the Kedusha Ben Shleimei, and also the Stein B'Simit Dezayin, says another chilek, that if you have an Issa, even if it's not a hafkar from the Yibum, but you have an Issa which will never become mutter, it's not likely to ever become mutter, so that makes at least the Yibum is gone, and there's no din Yibum. Even if there still is a din chalitza, and she won't become an Eish Yisach, but al kapanim, it wouldn't be possible to have a Yibum. But a Nida, she's definitely going to become tar. She could easily become tar after some time. And there's no din of Nesra. So Mimela, you're going to have a mitzvah even when she becomes tar. So even though you didn't wait till she became tar, you did it bisman iser, but in the end you'll be kind of. The very fact that she's also doesn't take away the mitzvahs, right? The stipler points out, if you have matzah, shall tevel, the Gemara has a pasuk why matzah shall tevel not yetzah, but just because you're doing an iser doesn't mean you didn't do a mitzvah. It's when there's no way to do the mitzvah because of the iser, then the mitzvah gets suspended. But since the nid is going to become tar, so merely even b'shas nidasa is considered a key mitzvah. So this kutchtim with Taisus, because could be Taisus holds, the fact that she'll become tar won't take away the nesra. Doesn't matter. At this point she's asa, she's nesra. You're going to have to explain to alumnus why to take away the nesra. Taisus nesra means an issa kurva. It means an issa kurva. Like we said before, you need an issa kurva to mafkir the entire parasha of Yibam, which you don't have by Nida. But the fact that she'll become tar is not the word. But now that we don't have an issa to mafkir the whole parasha of Yibam, the shaila just is, the etzah mitzvah of Yibam could have been done b'shas the issa. We find mechayv alam v'asei that it can't, but that's because chayv alam v'asei, since there is no way to mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam, period, so there is no mitzvah of Yibam. Mashiach in here, there will be a way to mekayim it later. There is a eifen hetta to mekayim it. You gotta chose the eifen iser, that's not gonna be mevatel the mitzvah. Now, Taisus gives another teretz of darchei noyam. That the whole point of Nesra is because you can't have an Isha first becoming Mutter L'Shuk and then being Mechayiv again. It's not pleasant. It's not the right thing that a woman should have that. But here, since anyway she has to wait till she becomes Tar for anyone, so it's not a Sarn of Darchei Noyam. You see, it's interesting teretz. The Achreinim, the Chedushi Reb Ruvein, Semen Aleph and the Kaivis Art, Semen Vavais Aleph, they want to know, is Darkei Noyam a Siba itself to Pater? Or is Darkei Noyam a Giloy, what the Torah means? The Darkei Noyam teaches you that the Torah only said Azikas Yim Mishas Yibam, Mishas Misa. You see, the Gemara brings a Svar of Darkei Noyam in regard to the question, let's say somebody dies, he had children, and his children die afterwards. Two brothers, one of them died, he had children, but then afterwards his brothers died. Could his wife go to Chalitza V'Yibam? There were children Mishas Misa, but after Misa the children died. Could his wife go for Chalitza V'Yibam? Because now the children are dead. And the Gemara and says it can, because their Chayah D'Archinayim V'Cholitzi V'Seh HaShalem. Their Chayah D'Archinayim says, now, when her husband died, she had children, he had children, so she could go get married to whoever she wants, and now the children are going to die, now she'll be Zakuk to the Yavam, that's not D'Archinayim. So Rashi, when he says the pshat, he says Hilchol Hakarchuk Ben Ein Loi B'Shas Misa Kam Avereish Loi. The Chayyad Hakanayim teaches you how to learn the pasuk Ben Ein Loi. Does Ben Ein Loi mean whenever he doesn't have children, even if B'Shas Misa he had children, but if afterwards he doesn't have children, it's called Ben Ein Loi? The Chayyad Hakanayim teaches you no. Ben Ein Loi means B'Shas Misa. So Rashi is learning it's a gilui. It's not like he has a Ben Ein Loi, but you have a new Torah of the Hakanayim. The Echaleim tells you how to understand Ben Ein Loi, and they bring other ayahs to it. The Kaivit Shurim is Medamah to the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah was trying to figure out what an Af Eitz Aves is. And it says maybe it's a plant called Hirduf, and the Gemara says it can't, because that's a thorny plant, it could hurt you. And the Chayyad Echaleim said, but the problem of Hirduf is not Echaleim, the problem of Hirduf is not a Hadas. But we know from the Chayyad Echaleim how to understand the Pasuk. And the problem is, so how do we understand Taisus? If the Chayyad Echaleim is only a Giloy to understand the Pasuk, and we don't have another reason to mechalik between Nida and other Arayas, so why is the Echaleim a Teretz? Taisus says, the reason why you don't say Nesha is because Nesha is because of the Echaleim, and by Nida anyway have to wait, so it's not a problem with the Echaleim. Okay, but if the Echaleim itself was a Ptur, so it wouldn't apply to Nida, anyway has to wait. But if the Echaleim is a Giloy that there's a Nesha, So he didn't explain why there wouldn't be a din eser by neither, just because by neither it happens not to be derech hanayim, that wouldn't be enough of a svara. It's a rechiyin case.